Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
You two are going to have to cut it out.
I didn't do anything.
What? Yes, you did. You both did. You're doing it. You keep doing it. You're going to have to stop. You have to stop, both of you. You have to cut it out. Can't take it.
I'm doing it too.
Yes, you are. You're both doing it. You, Antoine Terrell, you, Monica Brooks, members of the K92 Morning Thang. You have to stop it because you're going to drag me down in to your tangled web with you, and I'm going to give in to your peer pressure, and you have to cut it out.
I'm just saying that everybody deserves happiness in their life.
I would agree.
So if there's a way, especially if your team around you, if they're winning, you want to win too. You want to be happy too. So if they're doing it and you see how much joy it's bringing them, why would you take that away from yourself?
Well, Antoine, I understand that argument, but in certain ways, like if you took that entire conversation, you inserted it into friends who were drinking with their one friend who doesn't drink anymore, then you're not, it's bad. You're enabling. This is, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to behave. Friends listening to the K92 Morning Thang, you got to help me because I can't. I'm the temptation is there, and I want to buy a whole lot of new clothes like both of you. Stop it!
I can't remember the last time I was this happy. Monica, are you happy? I'm happy.
I'm excited.
I know.
Mine arrived today. Have you been tracking yours?
Oh, actually, a pair of pants and one of the jackets I ordered, it arrived yesterday.
Oh,
nice.
So I tried it
Take a picture of it.
And it looks so nice, and then my sweater hoodie is supposed to be here on tomorrow.
They're buying all these new clothes, and I'm seeing all this stuff. I'm surprised Antoine didn't take it right out of the package and put it on for his new clothes day here at the radio station.
I thought about it. I thought about wearing it today. I want to wait till the whole outfit gets here.
Man,
I'm wearing mine today. At least one.
Yep. Everybody around me is buying new clothes. Antoine saying,
so what you going to do?
She's going to buy something. Oh. Banana Republic.
You'll buy some pants?
There's a 50% off sale of Banana Republic for the weekend.
I like Banana. Stop it.
It's a 50%.
You said you need some new shirts. I think you said that the other day.
You do. And they have shoes, too. They have very nice shoes.
I didn't.
Oh, Antoine said you do.
Oh, man. No, I'm just saying, everybody needs new stuff.
Man, that's hurtful.
Monica, you stop it. You stop it.
Monica says, I think you need new shirts. Antoine says, oh, no kidding. My God. You should see this jerk. It's just horrible what he's doing.
That's not what I meant, ladies
Slovenly
and gentlemen.
Slovenly old piece of trash walking around with me.
That is not. I'm just saying, you deserve to feel the joy that Monica and I are currently feeling.
Jersey Shore, they were always fresh to death.
Yeah.
I'm just to death. That's all I am here.
Mm-hmm. Like, you need to get clothes so you have a t-shirt before the t-shirt to where, like, you can't even sit around the house in this. Like, you need to order some new stuff.
The t-shirt before the t-shirt.
Yeah, you got to have a t-shirt before the t-shirt.
You know what they call that?
What's that?
The pre-shirt.
Oh.
Wow.
You got to admit, that was terrible, but also not too bad.
I did hate it. It was very witty. I give you half a point for that
one. Put on my pre-shirt before I put on my t-shirt, baby.
So Zach's doing some shopping today.
Oh, I can't do that.
I'll just forward you the emails that I'm getting.
There's some hell of a deals.
There's a lot of them.
I do like Banana Republic. I don't know if anyone listening you can share into it's 523-53. If there's like you have like a go to place or you know a style that you like, but at the same time you're furious if anyone else has it. It always bothers me. Banana Republic has always been one for me because for whatever reason in this area we have been deemed not good enough.
We are not worthy.
Right, we're not worthy of Banana Republic and all of its wonderful Republic.
Yeah, we get all of their cousin stores, the Old Navies and the Gaps and stuff like that. But we don't get the Big Daddy store.
No, we don't get the good one, the nice one. But you know what? I've actually always appreciated that because now if I end up down in Myrtle, you hit up the outlet, go to the banana outlet, and I can stock up. And I know I can roam around town. Zach Jackson, this is me. My shirt, ain't nobody else going to have this shirt.
That's true.
And I tell you what, when I see somebody else that has one of those shirts, I want to fight them. Like right in the street. I'm like, who? How did you get to banana?
Well, I just need to put it out there then. Be prepared for us to have to fight at some point because one thing, like I've hated buying clothes online because it just never seems to fit.
It's part of my problem.
But I tell you, the pants and the jacket that I received yesterday, it was like tailor-made. It was like tailor-made. So now I'm sold. I may never walk in another store now. It may be Banana Republic online from now on the rest of my life.
Stop enabling me. Stop making me want to get in there.
Perfectly, Zach. Like, I was worried.
It's almost Christmas. Go ahead.
And it felt like Christmas yesterday. Don't you want a Christmas before? Because we don't know what's going to happen between now and December 25th.
Yeah, we've said that already. Right. Yep. Pre-Christmas.
You need a Christmas now.
Everybody else in my house be buying stuff all the time, too.
Exactly. How dare they?
I mean, my wife having all sorts of fun. Yesterday, she bought a scale. I mean, how dare she have so much fun?
A scale.
Look at her.
Scale.
Yeah.
Out here purchasing things.
See that box show up? All I think is great. I just spent $50 on a scale. This is awesome. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Why not spend 50 on some shirts?
Because the 50.
Some chinos.
That's the problem. As, you know, the breadwinner, whatever the heck you want to call that, let me just put it this way, the bill payer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when other people say, oh, I bought this for myself, I'm like, well, technically I did. But, you know, I understand. That's fine. So then then I'm just making it worse if I keep
going. Pile it on?
Yeah, pile
it on. But imagine how much better you'd feel, especially when that package comes and you open it and then you try it on and then it fits perfectly.
And you know what? Really, what's the point of saving that money, like saving that $50? You're right. Let me put a negative/positive spin on this. Why bother saving the $50? Because what's going to happen is one of the other heathens I live with is going to say, oh, look, we have $50. Let me go ahead and buy another scale.
I'm going to get another one.
Yeah, so forget it. I'm going to do it. Don't save. I've said that before in the Anger Diary. Never save, because you save $100, and then what happens? $100 something breaks in your house. You save $500, something goes wrong on your car. So I'm just not saving anymore. Forget it. I'm out.
And Zach, I put a challenge out to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 hours and 54 minutes off of today's show.
Buy something by the end of the show.
I challenge you to purchase something online by the end of the show for yourself, because you deserve.
BananaRepublic.com. Send me that code. Let's go. Ready to roll.
We're going to do it.
Y'all do this show. I'm going to shop. Tell me what this means then, because I've given into your peer pressure and I'm on BananaRepublic.com. I'm like, fine. Friends and family sale. 40% off everything. And they say, here you go, Zach. New arrivals starting at $19.99. So I click on it. I'm ready to go. You know what I'm looking at right now? We're having a technical problem on this page. Refresh page and try your search again.
What is that? Who's fighting who here now? It's trying to make sure that you're committed to this, because the deals are about to be amazing. Like for Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, like, she didn't just show up at Oz. She had her trials and tribulations, Yellow Brick Road. So you follow the Yellow Brick Road until you get to Oz.
I did just hit refresh and it was fine.
Thank you.
Monica's diamond of the day.
The neighbors are so mad with this woman because of what she did to her garage. They put a note on her door and they said, you just devalued all the homes in this area with that hideous graffiti. Mm. So what she did to her garage door, she decided to do a little painting. You know, so she had the night sky with constellations and all that stuff. And I think it looks, you know, it looks cute.
Okay.
But
it's her
the
garage.
Neighbors, not happy. Yep.
Oh, man. Neighbors. You know, you want it. Howdy, neighbor. Wouldn't you be my neighbor? And I like my neighbors, but I live in a rare pocket where that happens. Because for the most part, man, it's terrible. Neighbors are the worst.
What I've learned is that neighbors are the most opinionated group of people that exist.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no other group of people or section of people that have as many opinions on something that doesn't affect them as neighbors.
You know what it's like, Antoine? It's like living next door to a Facebook post all the time. Like, who wants that? That's what you are.
Well, I will
Yes, go ahead,
I will
Monica.
Say I'm fortunate like you, where I have great neighbors. Like, you know, they come over, we hang out, we talk and stuff. So, you know, but it's rare. That's rare.
Yeah, and my neighbors, I have great neighbors too, but it just feels like whenever we're talking about somebody is upset about something somebody did, it's usually a neighbor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually some angry, ugly sort of neighbor too.
Yeah.
But to put a note
on a door.
Right. And I'm looking at it right now.
Put a note on your door.
I would find out which neighbor it was. I'm going to tell you right now. I would go to every single one. I would grill the heck out of them. I mean, listen, it has made the entire neighborhood look like a low-income ghetto. I mean, I'm sorry. Inappropriate. Yeah. Wrong. Mm-hmm. Jerk. That person should be outed.
I'm asking for writing samples of every neighbor. I'm comparing everybody's handwriting. Crap.
Well, it's okay. I would find out. You know what? It'd be real easy in this day and age, Antoine. Find the one neighbor who actually has a printer, because no one has a printer anymore. So if you have a printer.
Hey, we heard that one neighbor.
I mean, I'm looking at
We don't put notes out.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. No, cowards put out notes.
Yeah, but we're that one neighbor.
You're the one neighbor with the printer, which is good to know because sometimes they need to print stuff. So I'm going over to Monica's house.
But, crap. Well,
Now, Monica prescribes to the me world where anonymous notes are for cowards. If you don't like something, just
say it.
Just talk to the person.
Yeah.
You know, and I would put that out there, too, in the digital world. If you have a negative experience with a business, for example, contact someone, especially if it's a small business. A restaurant is a great example. A regular restaurant, not even a chain. This is owned by a person who essentially owns one business with employees. You don't need to go blow them up on Facebook because it took too long to refill your Dr. Pepper. Talk to somebody there. They will take care of it. I promise you they will. And if not, don't ever go back there because you're just unreasonable. I mean, that's what really it what it is. I see this garage. There's nothing wrong with this garage. It's unique, but it's fine.
Yeah.
And most garage doors are just they're like an ugly, tan.
Anyway.
Right. Mine are ugly. This is better than that. It's weird, but it's better than that.
But it's better.
Yeah, exactly. MYOB. That'd be a good one right there. If you ain't coming over to bring over brownies, then stay home.
I might say MYOG, mind your own garage.
Exactly. MYOP, mind your own property.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly. Just put your blinders on. Hey, Antoine, can I promise you that I'll buy some stuff later today? Because if I have to go shopping before the end of the show to purchase a Banana Republic because I've been peer pressured into buying new clothes like Antoine and Monica are doing, I'm not going to be able to focus. I can't do this show. I got to quit for the day.
All right, well, two things. First off, you have been peer pressured into finding your own joy. That's what we have peer pressured you into. Secondly.
It sounds better. I like
it. It does sound really good.
I'm with that.
Secondly, something needs to be in your shopping cart by the end of the show.
Okay.
You don't have to purchase it.
Just one item.
You need at least something in your shopping cart.
Oh, I can easily do that because Banana Republic, I was just saying to Antoine, I like just the basics. They're good to stock up on the basics, just the plain, solid colored t-shirt that you can wear and it looks fine. And they are $13.99 plus an extra 40% off, man. That's like free.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I need to buy like eight of those.
Go ahead and throw it in your cart then. And that counts.
Hang on. This one is...
Go ahead and do it.
Okay, teal ocean. That's a good color. I like that one. All right, I'm a schmedium, so let me go add to bag.
Make sure you get some fall colors in there, too, though.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry.
Make sure you get some fall colors.
I'm good on the earth tones, man.
All right,
they
just making sure.
They are good for me. Don't you worry.
Because the pants that I got in yesterday, a good earth tone. Oh, mwah.
Oh, okay.
Magnifique.
Oh, they've got some burgundy. Get a burgundy
there
shirt
you go.
While I'm at it. Ooh, dried berry. Hello. I love the colors right. are so silly now where I don't even know what the color of my car is. I forget.
No clue. You couldn't. No, because it's not the color that you were taught in kindergarten.
Right. My old car was this weird sort of dark blue. It was dark blue. I mean, that's what it was. But it had a name. It was Midnight Pearl, I think is what it was. And out in people, what color is your car? Well, it's Midnight Pearl. Thank you very much. But yeah, mine is sort of a brown coppery thingy, but I don't know what the name is.
And see, Midnight Pearl. Midnight makes me think black. Pearl makes me think white. So it's a dark white or it's a white dark.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. So we have, let's see, dried berry, teal ocean, summertime blues. That just sounds sad.
No, don't get that one.
No, you don't want that one.
Ooh, what about this one?
Throw that one.
Time is precious. Hello.
No.
Ooh, no.
T-H-Y-M-E.
No.
Oh,
so it's like a green. No, Monica, it's a good green.
Yeah, but when
it's
you
precious.
Say it, when you say it, I feel
when
like you're in your deathbed.
Whatever, add to bag.
Yeah, it's a death shirt.
Add to bag. Gold plate, I don't need it. U-Bud Red, I don't know what that is. Pinot Noir. Hell, you know what? The crazy thing is, I believe.
Get that one.
Nah,
yeah, it
Monica,
sounded good to me.
I got to tell you right now, I actually already own that shirt. I own the Pinot Noir.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay, all right.
Tapestry Navy. Hey. And, here's what. Black. There's always black.
We could do a whole segment about colors.
We just did. Text in to 52353. Let us know what you got going on. Let us know what color your car is. Let's just talk colors all morning. Who the heck knows? Yesterday. Oh, by the way, Monica, I didn't tell you. Do you know what the theme is for the backwards game is today?
What's that?
Well, of course not, because I didn't tell you. It is stuff Monica hates.
Oh, yes. So like ranch dressing?
Yep. Actually, that is in there.
Adam Sandler?
Yes, he's in there too.
You are naming all the things that I named when Zach told me this too.
Can you guess the final thing in stuff Monica hates?
Oh gosh. Crying children?
No.
Soft ice cream?
No.
I was going to say questions.
Questions. Yep.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not that either. You're missing one more that's still kind of topical right now. I'll give you. Actually, I won't even give you a hint. I'll play you what the clip is going to be. Here it is. Squeaky basketball shoes. Yep. That's my best squeaky basketball shoe. That's a that is a very hard sound to replicate with a mouth. I'm going to tell you that right now. Squeaky basketball shoe is very difficult. Yes, so it's all stuff Monica hates. Ranch dressing, Adam Sandler, and squeaky basketball all shoes right. in the backwards game. Stuff Monica does not hate is salami. And you know what? Everybody should love a good piece of salami. I'm just not so sure if it should be while you're just in high school. Was it high school that you would do this?
I hope so.
Well, the thing is, yeah, it was ninth grade.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Actually, take that back. No, it was eighth. It was eighth grade.
Okay.
Yes.
Junior
yes,
high.
I remember the hallway because thinking back to it, I was like, it was eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday.
Because I had on a belly shirt. I remember that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Things you would never get away with here in today's school versus what we used to do. And actually, you can see Monica's a walking example of just about everything. Eighth grade, belly shirt. That's a no.
Uh-huh.
Right. I know. Right. I know. And Ava's like, can I get a shirt like this shirt? I'm like, it's too short.
My daughter loves like, crop tops too. She doesn't wear them to school. Of course, no, there is no school. She does wear them to school.
She wears them to home.
She wears them to school because she's in her room, so it's fine. But yep, Monica roaming the halls in her crop top with salami, just a big log.
Nope.
And of course, a knife to cut it.
Yeah.
Nope.
But yes, back in the day.
I was allowed to walk into class, and I would sit right in the front of Spanish class with one of those like salami rolls and a knife and cut salami. In class.
You're sitting there making a sandwich.
Yes. And I would sit there and I would cut salami. I would have a knife with a salami roll and I would cut. And I said, that would never go by. That would never fly.
No.
In school now.
Well, Monica never. Had the unfair advantage because I don't know if anyone knows. She went to school at the Olive Garden. So it was very.
Hey, that's it.
Well, you're here, your family. Monica Brooks, you bring in the salami. You come on in. It'll be a grand old time. Well, you know what? For as much as we laughed about Monica yesterday, really the point was if we weren't laughing, we were crying because it had to do with my school trauma instead.
Oh, gosh.
Right. At least Monica was footloose and fancy free.
Oh, boy.
She was wearing a half shirt, which was half more of a shirt than I was wearing during my naked trauma from back in junior high school. Showers were required after gym class. Required. And how... Uh-huh. Would he know that you took a shower?
Oh, no.
Well, my friends, he would stand there with a clipboard and check you off to make sure that you had, in fact, showered.
Oh, no, that can't happen.
It happened.
There you go.
It happened, my friend. And I don't just mean, okay,
that
sir,
would never happen now.
I'm walking into my shower. Go ahead and check me off because he knew we were all a bunch of devious little liars. He also would watch to make sure, are you under the water?
Oh, no.
Or, I mean, wow, that happened.
Yeah, it did happen. Mm. Like I said, you deserve something from Banana Republic.
I agree.
So make sure you buy something nice.
And all the shirts.
Everything. Anything
pants.
To cover your body up. anything so you're not naked.
I need two
buy
long
a parka.
Shirt. I wore.
Yeah, get a turtleneck if you want.
I'm wearing long sleeves. I'm wearing pants today for the first time in a while just to cover up my shame.
That's so good. There we Thank go. You.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
You're going to get paid to lose that quarantine weight you put on?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Antoine's hand is up.
A question I'm asking for.
No, we're not talking to you. You and your metabolism.
I'm asking for a friend, like, what if you didn't put on any quarantine?
Let's see. You and
what
I.
What do I get?
Look,
I mean, the friend. Yeah. What does the friend get? I'm asking for a friend.
I say this with love and respect to you or a friend.
Okay.
Shut up and die. I love you. Love you, man.
I'll pass it on to the friend who is not Antoine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue.
You don't even get heartburn. Like, it's not even. It's.
And I don't.
I know. Going to the drive-through, order and everything.
Sure. Total Shape is the website. This is a real deal website. And they are going to pay people to lose the weight that they gained during quarantine. They're going to pick four people to try a different diet, keep track of their progress, blah, blah, blah. Those people will get $8,000 each. And then you'll get a $5,000 bonus if you hit different milestones.
Apply on the website.
I'll do it.
This is unfair. Well, I mean, the friend probably gained, like, you know, a couple of pounds that they could lose.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll tell you what's unfair here is you have to have a BMI over 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
You overweight people are so lucky. Oh. It's so unfair.
No. All right, but this could help somebody, whatever motivation, inspiration it takes.
I got to be honest, though. I don't know what my BMI is. I have no, your body mass
index.
So
you're going to try to push it to over 30?
I don't know.
So you can sign up?
Yeah, can I eat to that? Yeah. Well, that'll be the worst. I'm going to eat to the BMI to get me to 30, and then I'm not going to be selected as one of the four. They're going to go select again. That guy in Korea who gets paid $1 million to shop online, they'll go ahead and give it to him as well. I kid, but this is a good thing. So $13,000, you want to look into that?
Yeah.
And maybe you can go on a diet of mystery Chinese seeds. Maybe that's one of the diets they're going to put you on.
Oh, gosh.
Because apparently some people put themselves on that diet.
Uh-huh.
People received mystery seeds from China. I mean, that's a thing. I've actually met people who have said, yes, I received package of seeds. So this is not a myth or a hoax or anything like that. They received mystery packages of seeds. And what do you do if you receive a mystery package of seeds? Monica, what do you do?
I toss them out.
Yes,
I
of course.
Throw away.
That's what you would do. Or you would plant them and eat them, which apparently is what a lot of people do. Well, not a lot of people, but some people did.
So what happened? That's what I want to know. Because, I mean, it's a great story of somebody doing it, but I want to know, did they grow a third leg? Were they able to fly?
I mean, everybody's fine, according to this. The USDA notes that many of the seeds were for flowers, herbs, and vegetables and were not harmful. However, some were identified as, quote, noxious weeds.
Okay. Mm.
That really is one. I'm sorry. I mean, I respect human life and everything, but if you are dumb enough to plant and eat mystery Chinese seeds, you kind of deserve to be poisoned just a little bit, you know?
I think curiosity would have made me drive like 2 hours away and plant the seeds, possibly.
Yeah.
Like 2 hours away where it didn't impact me.
I'll tell you what, Monica, though, if I find out those mystery Chinese seeds will screw with Antoine's metabolism, I mean his friend's metabolism.
My friend.
Yeah, I might plant those seeds and bring them in as a special little gift. Shout out to the cruise workers that finally went home. There's some cruise workers that are still stuck.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Still stuck at
Everybody
sea.
Everybody else did, too.
There's still some out there.
Oh.
This is a crew of, I don't even know how to say this country. It's either Mauritian or Mauritian. It looks like
Mauritian,
Martian.
I like
Mauritian.
Okay.
It looks like Martian with a U stuffed into it. So I'm going to go with Mauritian on this one. They have been stranded. They've been docked off the coast of Brazil for the last 6 months, waiting to get clearance to be able to go back into their country. And finally, they've been allowed just living there. And I know what you think to yourself. Oh, 6 months on a cruise ship would be wonderful. Not when you're stuck out there with no resources.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, when you're just there, when you don't when you have to be there, it's a completely different feeling.
Right. I imagine what that cruise ship looks like now is Cousin Eddie's RV from Christmas Vacation. Just dirty, horrible, and the bathroom is full. Good morning.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
It's a very special edition of the backwards game. I like to think they're all very special editions.
All of them. They're like snowflakes.
Right.
No two are alike.
And some are annoying and some are wonderful and enjoyable.
Yes.
So, yeah, that does make sense. So we'll see where this one falls. But today in the backwards game, it's Antoine versus Monica, and it is all things Monica hates. So in some capacity, I mean, I'm not really giving away because I already said there's ranch dressing in there. There's squeaky basketball shoes. And we will end with Monica's least favorite person on the planet, Adam Sandler.
All right.
Woo.
So it'll be Antoine. It'll be Monica in the game. They're going to hear the phrase forward. And round one is squeaky basketball shoes. And of course, the sound effects matter and the inflection matters and the vibe matters. I'll flip it around backwards. They'll then say it backwards and then we'll flip that around and we will see what it ends up sounding like. Monica, since it's all about you, it seems only fair that you get to go first in the game. So Antoine will go to the soundproof chamber. We have all of the thangtaculars loaded up and ready to roll. You're going to hear squeaky basketball shoes, which I understand is a terrible impression of squeaky basketball shoes, but I defy you to do a better one. Who can do a better impression of a squeaky basketball shoe? It's impossible. So here we go. Backwards two times. Here's time one, Monica Brooks. Okay. You have your sound effects in there as well. Time two. Not bad. I think that was all right, actually.
Huh.
You're like, I'll be damned. I had no idea it would be any good at all.
I know. I was
It was decent.
I was like, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. Monica hates the sound of squeaky basketball shoes. It is why she doesn't like basketball.
And it's so much worse now because there aren't really any fans there. So.
Ugh. And it's so much worse after she points it out because then you start thinking about
it. Like, it's like there's a microphone on their shoes.
I never had a problem with my kids eating until Monica pointed out the noises they make. And now I have to leave the room. I can't take it
Everybody's
anymore.
Mad. You know, because Jared's upset with it too because basketball. I was like, oh, the squeaky shoes. He's like, dang it. That's all I hear.
Right. You're ruining
it. Stands out.
You're ruining everything for everybody. Okay, Antoine, here we go. Two times, squeaky basketball shoes. Here we go. And I do feel like Monica did. All right. So time two. Okay. Monica, I'm feeling better about yours versus Antoine's. Hmm.
The squeaking shoes, it was just... Well, it's just it threw me off. It threw me off.
And again, if anyone can do a better impression of squeaky shoes, prove it. Because I think it's impossible. Here's what Monica was. I like your... it's sort of like the weird old witch that opens a door on Halloween. Yeah. I'll get you, my pretties. Let's flip it around. We're listening for squeaky basketball shoes and then sound effects. It is... Like your squeak. It's so cute.
It's like somebody shaking her or something.
Like a mouse.
Like a mouse is just being shucking.
It's an old lady mouse. Here's Antoine's.
I just kept saying shoe. And hopefully it went backwards.
From the heart. Yes.
Yeah,
I guess I have to give it to Antoine.
Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you.
Because that shoes.
I know.
The basketball was better.
There was a little bit in there. I wanted to give it to Monica just on your squeaky mouse antics, but I guess I'm not allowed, so that's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber in a second. But here, you can hear what it is forward before we get rolling. This is all stuff Monica hates, like...
Yummy ranch dressing.
Delicious. Okay, so yummy ranch dressing. Off. There she goes, heading on into the soundproof chamber. Antoine, you're going to hear yummy ranch dressing backwards two times. Here's time one.
Yes, my
yummy ranch dressing. What will that sound like? Time two.
Yes, my.
Yes, snare my.
Started off a little weak, but I feel like it strengthened as it went. So,
I'm
not
here.
Bad. Yes, he is.
I'm here.
It was decent.
Let's go.
But Monica is going to win this round anyway. And you know what? Last round was close, and I almost gave it to Monica. So we will see what happens now. Monica, you're going to hear yummy ranch dressing backwards two times. Here's time one.
Yes, snare my.
Delicious. You just feel that milky creaminess that you love of ranch so much. Here's time two.
Yes, snare my.
Yes, snare me my.
Okay. There it is. Locked and loaded. Yummy ranch dressing. Antoine delivered this.
Yes, snare my.
And when you reverse it, we're listening for yummy ranch dressing.
Yummy ranch dressing.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, told you I'm here. Right. Told you I'm here today. Let's go.
He is here today. Look at that. Uh-huh. Getting me to spend money. Getting this game on lock. Let's see what we have for Monica.
Yes, snare me my.
You sound like someone from a Wild West movie. Yeah, in Tarnation.
Yes, snare me my.
Yes, snare me my. I challenge thee to a shootout at noon. That's right. Okay, we flip it around.
Yummy restaurant say.
Wow, you know what? Correct. I feel good about giving Monica that point.
No, I don't. I disagree. I mean, she would have won the point anyway.
Yeah, they were very close. I mean,
Yummy restaurant say.
Yummy restaurant say.
Yummy restaurant say.
It was, you know what? It was so close. I would have, in a normal round, I would have given Monica that point too. I'm telling you, her dressing was close.
I don't believe you.
You put your arms down, mister.
It was like Cersei. You said Cersei.
No, don't you try to judge.
Well, let's move on to Monica's favorite person on the planet, the great Adam Sandler. What are the most likable actor comedians probably on earth, but Monica hates him. Yes, really. He's a nice guy. He takes care of his friends. Think of all of his other sort of
less talented
unemployed comedians that he still finances.
That's not it. You can't argue that one.
You have to say all that. They're like, what?
Savage, but true. Okay, here it is.
I'm Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you got to get a little Adam Sandler in there. So, Monica, you'll go first. Antoine, you're going to head to the soundproof chamber. You're going to hear, I'm Adam Sandler. Two times backward. Here we go. Here we go with time two.
I messed that all up. I don't know what, because it was the all that.
Yeah, and then you
messed that all up.
You were gonna throw a little Shakira in there or something. Antoine. I believe you only have to deliver 34% to win on this one.
All right.
Yes, it was terrible.
Here
but
we go.
Entertainment value counts, so you never know where this could go. So you're going to hear it two times backwards as I'm Adam Sandler. That is time one. Now we get into time two.
Run, Nashamana.
This is going to be close. Oh, I'm happy that this was fun. This is good. Okay, Monica gave us this.
Ooh, cool. Ooh, master dancing.
Oh, my hips don't lie.
Here we go. I'm Adam Sandler.
Ooh,
What? I like it. This is fun. Okay, here we go. Antoine.
Run, Nashamana.
Both good. They're just adorable. All right. I'm Adam Sandler.
Hanamashana. You heard Monica.
I heard Adam Sandler.
You heard Monica.
Well, I think I know who's going to win. I feel like I need to listen to both of them one more time because it's just so close or more that everybody wants to hear them both one more time. So here's Monica's. Congratulations.
Correct. Thank you.
You're the winner.
Yes, you got that one.
There it is.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Halloween is right around the corner, and whatever Halloween is going to look like this year, it is always going to look like trendy Halloween costumes. So here's the one that I will, if we're doing Boo Bash, which I don't even know, I will be voting against Sexy Tiger King. I don't care.
You don't want Sexy Tiger King with the sexy mullet? In a sexy, I guess it's they would have a goatee.
All it is just ladies wearing tiger print outfits, which has been sexy cougar outfit for 50 million years. So now you're going to tell me that I'm Carol Baskins. The lion ate my husband, whatever it is. No, I'm not a fan. But if you want to get it, you can get Yandy is the one that has all the goofy sort of sexy costumes. The other one that I saw that's trending is Zombie Karen. Have you seen Zombie Karen?
I have not.
I have. That one's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
It's scary. I showed it to Jared just to freak him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's this very freakish mask that you put on, and it looks like an angry Karen woman mixed with a zombie and just blood on her neck. And that's the scariest costume this year is Zombie Karen. So if you want to look into that one, you can do so.
Number two.
Number two trending. I imagine Antoine was into this one yesterday for the video game nerds. You see the PS5.
Yes. And I'm not even a PlayStation guy, but I'm like, oh, man, the games look amazing.
I couldn't remember if you were a PS5 or an Xbox sort of person.
I've been Xbox since 2002. I've been all Xbox, but the PlayStation, it has certain games that are exclusive to the PlayStation that I really want.
That's the stuff. That's the can't we all just get along with the two of them where you're just, oh, my God, can't we just play video games? Is it not enough to drop $500 on a console and then be able to play every game that's out there? No, of course the answer is no.
And did you see there are two different consoles? There's one that's digital only.
So what's the deal with that? What is a digital only console?
Digital only means there's no slot for physical CDs. So you have to download all your games, which is what a lot of people they do anyway.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, if you have a PS4, PS4 games,
you can't
play them. So if you get the more expensive one, it allows you to play your old games as well.
Yeah, so the more expensive one is $500, and I'm sure there's probably some additional add-on to get some sort of reasonable hard drive space, because that's the other thing they do with these stupid gaming systems. They give it to you, that's $500.
No space.
It's enough to hold one game, just so you know. Have fun. Good luck in your digital storage world. It is coming out November 12th, but there are pre-sale opportunities starting today.
Yes.
Actually.
People are already Walmart, GameStop, a lot of places you can.
And the Xbox, that's coming out at the same time.
Around
is that the
same
deal?
Time, yeah.
And are you going to get one of these two nerd things?
Early 2021. I'm not going to get it because it comes out in November. I'm going to wait until 2021 to grab one.
My son is 8, Monica. I promise you he's going to put this on his Christmas list.
He should.
Have one of these two things.
Put both of them on there.
Did you not know that Santa Claus had to furlough a bunch of employees this year? Man.
I'm excited.
I imagine your husband, Monica, is all excited, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Harry Potter open world RPG.
It looked really good.
I'm amazed there hasn't been one already.
It looks really good. That and the new Spider-Man, that's what your son's going to love.
Miles Morales
from Into the Spider-Verse.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
I know. But that's Monica saying, oh, God, my son's going to like that, too.
It's amazing.
Hey, Monica, when Hendrix wakes up in about an hour, put him on so we can tell him that this is coming out. That would be awesome.
He's good.
And I love, you know, where it says, and the new Final Fantasy, and it says XVI. And I think to myself, I swear it's been Final Fantasy XVI since I was 4 years old.
Since
every
19.
Single one. It's always XVI. I don't even know. What is that? 16? 300? I have no idea. But it always looks like XVI.
Every single time.
Final Fantasy XVI. Well, it's different from XIV. Duh. Don't you know anything? But yeah, so that is coming out.
Number one
trending. They're just walking on the beach and they found something worth $65,000 that also, I promise you, other people walked right by. And we probably all would have walked by $65,000 worth of goodies on this beach. But they were just walking the beach, and they saw this really, what they called alien creatures. They just looked really weird.
Ooh, these alien creatures, yes.
And it was all this pearly white shellfish that was attached to what looked like just a large piece of driftwood.
Uh-huh.
And they thought, my God, like, what is this weird-looking creature or stuff that's on this log? So the son had his phone, and he Googled it, and they found out that it's a thing called a goosenecked barnacle. Okay? Goosenecked barnacle.
Okay.
All right, fine, whatever. Guess what? That's a delicacy in Portugal and Spain, and it's worth $125 a pound.
Wow.
And there were about 2,000 of them there, and that's where it came from. $65,000 worth of this fish that was just these barnacles sucking on a log.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We would have all walked by it.
I might have taken a picture, but I would have walked away.
I know. Can you imagine? You took a picture and you put it on Instagram, and then later someone's like, idiot, you just walked past 70 grand.
You took a picture of money.
Oh, it's those things. It kind of look like, you know what?
Okay. I don't know what.
Gooseneck.
But
the gooseneck barnacle looks like.
Is it look like what it sounds like?
Grown up words.
Yeah.
grown up words.
Okay.
Yes, grown up words.
It looks like a gooseneck
barnacle.
I've
seen those before because they wiggle and everything else while you're eating them and you're trying to. It's weird.
I don't know,
but I've seen them
talk
before.
About this anymore.
I understand. Yeah, so it's sort of.
Hey, so.
Ooh, hello. How's it going?
I know. You have to Google it.
No, I don't.
I don't. I think we're at work. You're at home, Monica.
Yeah, you're in your own Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You can Google it.
If we Google the gooseneck barnacle, then I end up in HR later on, and I don't want to be doing that. So
You've seen them. You've seen them before. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
They're good in broth. That's
what they're good in broth.
Good in broth.
Yes, remember, words to live by, kids. They're good in broth.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Well, today's scam is on Angie, and her car is in the shop right now, and she's waiting for a call back on the estimate. So I'm calling
with some very serious information, because I like to talk like the guy from Taken.
I can't laugh.
Yes, you can. You can laugh the entire time, because I'm going to talk like this the entire time, because it's the birthday scam. Your car's been taken on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes. I have information.
Sorry, you have what?
Information. Is this Angie?
It is. Who's this?
Angie, this is Brian Mills. I have information on your car.
Oh, great. Are you calling from the shop?
Yes. The shop. The shop of your car.
Okay, so what's up?
Angie, I need to let you know something. Your car's been taken.
I'm sorry, taken?
Yes, taken.
What do you mean the car's been taken?
It's been taken to our diagnostic bay at our garage to assess the damage.
Okay, great. So, and what'd you find?
And it's broken.
Well, yes, I'm aware of that. That's why you have it. Not
Angie,
me.
Let me tell you something right now. I am here to make you a promise.
Okay.
Angie, I will find your car, and I will fix your car.
Why would you need to find my car, and why are you talking all weird?
Angie, I take my job very seriously, because you see, I have a very special set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for cars like this.
Okay, that's a little strange. Can you tell me how much this is going to cost?
Cost?
Yes, how much money is this going to cost me?
Angie, cost is not important when it comes to the mission at hand. I will do whatever it takes to fix your car. I will not rest until the job is done, no matter what the cost.
Yeah, dude, but I care about the cost, so please tell me how much, what the heck is going on here?
I'm trying to fix your car. That's what's going on here. Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, well, I'm feeling super uncomfortable in this conversation, and I'd like to speak to your manager, please.
Well, you don't have to talk to my manager, do you?
Yes.
What are you, some kind of Karen?
What?
A Karen. You know, one of these women. Let me speak to your manager, the crazy people who go viral on the internet. Is that you, Karen?
No, I'm not a Karen, and you won't speak to me that way. My God, put your manager on the phone. What the heck?
Can I wish you a happy birthday before I do? Because that's what this is. Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're live on the radio right now. Birthday scam.
Oh, oh my God.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
She was ghosted. She wants answers. So we're going to try to help her out. We say good morning to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Is it Katie with a Y or Katie I-E?
Katie with an I-E.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest, and I'm not just saying this because Katie with an I-E is on. I prefer Katie's when they have an I-E.
I do too.
I don't trust the Y.
I do too.
I'm okay with either one.
Like, you are.
Why don't you trust the Y?
Okay, but let's say you had two babysitters that were going, one of them, you had to hire one person to babysit. Everything else was equal, but one was Katie, K-A-T-I-E, and the second one was Katie with a Y. Which one are you hiring?
I'll probably go I-E just because I think about Katy Perry. That's, not a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
The Y, so, that's what I thought of with the Y,
that's
too.
My Y, too. Too flighty, unreliable. That's why I like Katie with an I-E. And it's good that she said Katie with an I-E, because honestly, if she had said Katie with a Y, I probably would have just said, that's why you got ghosted. We don't even need to do this segment anymore.
Ouch.
We're done. Yeah, that's all
no.
It is. So
hurtful.
Good morning, Katie with an I-E. So what did happen? Because you got ghosted.
I did, yeah. So I'm at Landon at work.
Okay.
And he literally worked with me for, I guess, a couple of days before asking me out.
Okay.
And then he quit the job, like, after 3 weeks. And I haven't heard from him. He doesn't answer his phone or anything. And
he asked you out. New hire here at this job, new coworker of yours. You say yes. You guys go out a little bit. Then all of a sudden, Landon quits the job and quits the Katie also. And kind of just ghosted everything, and you haven't heard from him since then.
That's right.
Well, that is ridiculous. I'll tell you what. That's the kind of stuff I expect you to do to Katie with a Y. Why would you do it to this sensible IE lady right here?
We'll have to hear his reason.
Yeah. All right. And we do. Landon has agreed to come on with us, but he wants to talk to just us, Katie. So we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get Landon on the phone. I will keep you on hold and let you hear everything and then give you the ability to come back on and respond or just give your final words on anything. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Landon will explain himself. Mm-hmm. He ghosted everything. He walked away from all of it. So we'll get into it next on the K92 Morning Thang Ghost Hunters.
The K92 Morning Thangs Ghost Hunters.
We started by meeting Katie. She is just minding her own business at work, Antoine.
Yep.
This new individual comes into her life. His name is Landon. And we have him on the phone, and we're going to find out his side of the story. Because Landon asks her out. They go on a couple of dates. Yeah. Everything seems all right. All of a sudden, Landon quits a job and quits Katie also. Disappears. Don't hear anything again.
At least he's consistent. If right. you're going to quit one thing, I'm to the max.
I guess, you know, it's a go big or go home. Exactly. That's what it was. So Landon has agreed to come on with us, but he only wants to talk to us. So Katie is in the holding chamber. She can hear all of this, and we'll give her a chance to respond after we say good morning to Landon. Hello, Landon, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going all right. So you hear me give sort of that backstory. Is there anything that I have said that you disagree with, or is that all relatively accurate?
I mean, that's the basics.
Okay. Well, share with me then the details. We know the basics. What happened, man?
Oh, man. She just got so attached, and, like, my boss reprimanded me for talking to her.
Your boss finds out that you guys are dating and says, stop talking to her?
Well, it's not. It's because she was talking to me so much.
Okay.
She's hanging around all the time. She's very clingy.
Okay. I guess it goes from 0 to 60 pretty quickly.
Uh-huh. 0 to 100.
Okay. So that was enough to just, leave everything?
I didn't really like that job anyway. And, I mean, she would not leave me alone. Like, you guys have no idea. So I kept getting in trouble because of it. Like, the boss would always reprimand me. He wouldn't ever really say anything to her.
Okay.
And so I was just like, man, this is too much stress. I quit the job, and I quit her.
That seems bizarre that the boss wouldn't go to the person that already worked there and say, hey, mm-hmm. can you leave the new guy alone a little bit?
Because as the
I don't
boss,
know. Maybe he likes her. I don't know.
As the boss, you want to get the new guy. You want and because they're still new. They're moldable. So you want to stop that because he might have thrown out he was like, you know what, Katie, she's been doing this forever. It's nothing I can do. But this new guy.
I can control him.
I can reframe his mind.
Or you know what? And it is a reality. And I'm not saying that this is a thing. And I'm not that boss. And I don't know this person at all. But it is. If you're a male boss and it's a female coworker and you go and you reprimand them, but you don't reprimand him. He probably felt more comfortable. Like, all right, look.
I could see that too.
One dude to another dude. Just go ahead and stop. So you really did. You said, I'm going to ghost this individual. I need to end this. But then I know it's going to be very unpleasant at work, so I'm just quitting everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you found a new job?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
He's working on it.
He's working on working, which is fine.
He's trying to find a new everything because he left it all.
Man, that is bold, though, especially at this time. Just be like, all right, forget it. I can't handle any of this. And that was the end. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we send you on your merry way?
No, I mean, that's it. She's really clingy.
Okay. Maybe it's Landon. Let's try to do the Antoine, the silver lining.
Oh, I want
to
hear this.
It's just that Landon's so awesome.
You
is
are
that what
great.
It is?
You are great.
that's what it is.
You're very contagious. I'll be around you.
That's a tough one, but hey, man, appreciate it, and thank you for coming on with us. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I mean, Monica, when you hear a guy say things like clingy, I kind of put those in that same pile of like clingy, crazy, psycho, those sorts of things. Do you believe Landon?
Well, I believe Landon just because he did quit his job.
Man,
so
I know,
it was
really.
Enough for him to say, I don't care. I'm leaving my job. I'll find something else.
We said we would give her the final say. She's been in the holding tank, and we bring her back now. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. So, how's it going?
Well, I mean, that sucks.
yeah. Do you feel like in hindsight, maybe there was a higher level of excitement, too much excitement? Or do you feel like you've been painted unfairly here?
I don't know. I just feel like most guys would love a clingy girl. So.
And it may not even be clingy. She wanted to give him attention. She wanted to make sure that he knew that she was interested.
Yeah, it's so tough. And it's really tough on both sides when you're feeling out in that new relationship, when you like someone and you want it to be clear that you like them. But you don't want to be over the top either. And I can understand that where you're starting out in a relationship and when it immediately feels like, oh, my God, this is going to get really serious.
Yeah.
That can freak a guy out. It absolutely can. I had a situation in my younger years. I had a friend, very good friend of mine. And she basically said, I would like to be more than friends. And the problem I had with that was I knew that it was going to go from no relationship to all of the relationship. We need to be in love because we already know everything about each other and all that stuff. So that freaked me out. So I moved away. I went one step higher than Landon.
Landon quit his job. I quit Massachusetts,
you
man.
Left the state.
I did. So, you know, I don't necessarily know where the truth is. Usually somewhere in the middle, and it's someone's interpretation of it. But I can understand Landon at least seemed like a halfway decent guy that just got a little freaked out and just said, hey, this situation's not for me.
I feel like it was kind of an overreaction, though.
Maybe.
Quit the job and everything. Like, that was a bit. He seems extreme.
Antoine, the whole world is extreme right now.
Extreme
so, you know what? Forget it. Extreme world requires extreme decisions. Maybe he thought her name was spelled K-A-T-Y. Did we think of that?
We did not.
Because that was a very K-A-T-Y reaction.
We did not think of
that
one.
Instead of the K-A-T-I-E. Katie, love you. Let's. Hey, you know what? Look at it this way. You only dated the guy a few times. That's already gone. And he's the one that left his job. So you're still gainfully employed and you can just move on with your life. So that seems decent, right?
Yeah, that's the silver lining, I guess.
Fantastic. And the silver lining is the IE.
Yeah. Your name is spelled the best way possible.
Katie, we do appreciate you coming on with us, and we wish you all the best. So good luck with everything.
Thank you.
It's time to play Who Knows Who. It was very challenging, Monica. People are calling in. It was hard to find a team Monica.
Yes, but we got one right here at the end, then we lost somebody, and then it was a lot.
Oh,
it was
no.
A lot.
Okay, so we're going to start with Samantha is up first.
Samantha's okay. On one, yep.
So good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
Okay, and Samantha, you are team who?
Jack.
Okay, that's Samantha's team me. Samantha, what town do you live in?
Benton.
All right, fantastic. So that is mine. And then right at the last minute,
at the buzzer.
Right, we say good morning to the buzzer beater. Hi, Allison. Allison. Oh, wait, that's not Allison. Hang on. Wrong line. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
There she is. Look at that. She's giving such short shrift as Team Monica. Do you have any words of encouragement for your lady here today in the game?
Yes, we're going to win.
Okay.
We got this.
Yeah, very simple.
All right, let's do it.
See, you know what that was? Monica, that wasn't even words of encouragement. She was just like, no, I don't need to because we are going to win.
I'm not encouraging. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Okay, tell everyone what happens in this game, Antoine.
All right, so Zach and Monica will have to guess the answers to questions that I ask their opponent.
Right.
If they get the question right, if they correctly guess what their opponent guessed, that's so confusing.
They get a point.
They get a good point. If not, they do not get a point. If there's a tie, then they will answer a question about me.
Newlywed game, just trying to match answers. That's an easy way to put it. Antoine's asked us a bunch of questions. How much do we know about each other? We've been working together for quite some time now. We should know lots of things. Antoine, take it away.
All right, Zach.
Yes.
So I asked Monica, in a terrible world, would she rather have her home infested by A, spiders, B, roaches, or C, rodents?
Ooh.
If she had to pick what infested her home, would it be spiders, roaches, or rodents?
Okay. I'm going to ask a follow-up question that I believe Monica may have asked. What? Poisonous spiders or just regular spiders?
It is a variety of spiders.
A variety of spiders. Okay. Roaches is out. Roaches are gross. Monica would just burn the house down instead of living there. There's no way it's that. So it's either the mice or the spiders. And while the spiders are ookier and scarier, and if there's poisonous ones, I don't know. I just feel like Monica would feel like it would be easier to sort of deal with the spiders. They'd build their webs. They would eat the insects. Because mice, you'd be fighting for food with them all the time. And that's an additional struggle. They run up your pant leg. That's just gross. I'm trying to think like Monica here. I'm going to go spiders. Finally.
All right, you're going with spiders. Monica, what would you rather infest your home?
Rodents.
It was rodents.
That means you're wrong.
Yes. I was like, because they're big enough. They're big enough for me to see and catch and, you know, whatever.
I know. And I was
like
thinking
spiders,
about that.
Spiders, poisonous.
The poisonous.
You don't want a brown recluse to bite you.
They could be in your bed.
I should have known.
Pillowcase.
I should have known when I was
bite
told.
Bite your face, have a hole in your face.
Hole in your face. Yeah. A variety of spiders. That is my fault. That's on me. That's me not trusting me.
You knew better.
I knew Monica better than I even knew Monica knew better. Better. New.
All right.
Yes.
So no points for you, Zach, in the first question. Mm. Monica, I asked Zach. Zach gets to achieve one athletic feat with the entire world watching.
Ooh, yeah.
Would he rather bowl a 300 in bowling, hit a hole in one in golf, or dunk a basketball on a regulation rim? What would he rather do with the entire world watching?
Okay. I like golf. You know, I don't think it's golf.
Golf, you know.
Just, I mean, golf is all right. I mean, my daughter loves golf, whatever. But
what Monica's saying is no one would ever all be watching at the same time. It's golf. No way.
I mean, it looks pretty, but it's like, come on. And bowling, that could be fun to watch, but basketball is where it's at, I think. Because everybody would be watching. Antoine would be watching. So, basketball.
All right. So, Zach, would you rather dunk a basketball in a regulation rim?
Yes, I would. Yep. Correct. That was the correct answer, Monica Brooks. I would, because bowling is old. No one cares anymore. And golf, even seven-year-olds get hole-in-ones. So, and yes, just by true. Luck, okay? So when I dunk, ain't no other seven-year-old going to be able to dunk. That'll teach you. Ryan unboxes things on YouTube. You can't dunk. You might make more money than me, but whatever. Yeah, dunk a basketball all day long. Not even close.
It's a great feeling.
Okay. Monica is in the lead.
All right, Zach, you need to get this question correct. Come on, you have to get it right. All right, so Zach, I asked Monica, she has been offered a new job and she has to accept it.
Okay.
Which job does she choose? All is right. it A, roller coaster tester? B, a snake tamer?
Oh, no.
Or C, a flight attendant?
Oh, no.
Which of these jobs would Monica choose? A roller coaster tester, a snake tamer, or a flight attendant?
Oh, man. This is a tough one. Monica hates all of these things.
She does.
God, I just think the roller coaster, she just couldn't do it all day, every day with her stomach and her nerves. Okay. She'd have a heart attack. She'd die. She'd pee her pants. It would be all sorts of things. So it's got to be one of the other two. And while Monica hates snakes, man, she hates flying and people. In general. And you would have to deal with them all the time.
You'd have to fly with people.
I know. And I would, flights is basically, you got to deal with people at their lowest moment all day, every day. And terrorism, and flying in general, and the turbulence, and she wouldn't be allowed to be drunk during any of it. It just sounds like a miserable existence.
Okay.
I need this one.
You really do.
Like the snakes, at least you could think, all right, man, I could figure out how to charm them. I could play that, that whole thing, and they could be victorious and figure it out. And a lot of snakes are slow moving, so you could get into that whole thing. I'm going to go with the snake charmer, please. Thank you.
All right, so Zach is going with the snake charmer / tamer. Monica, would you rather be a roller coaster tester, a snake charmer, or a flight attendant?
Roller coaster.
What?
That means
you're wrong.
Roller coaster tester.
Come on, what about the snakes?
You didn't even have the music ready.
I would like to hear. So, Monica, why would you do the roller coaster tester?
Yeah, why? I don't believe you.
Because even though I hate roller coasters, I hate all those things. But I think that with snakes, I'm like, I don't want to deal with snakes. You know, I just don't. Ugh, no. So with a roller coaster, I feel like maybe I could get into a groove where I'm used to it and I become comfortable with it. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm all right. I'm all right with this roller coaster.
You know what? Here's the deal. I will accept what's her face as the winner.
Allison.
I threw the thing
away. Allison, you called it, Allison. Yeah.
I will accept that, even though I under protest, because I would just like what? To. I would like to state that while that is, it was the incorrect answer. You're right. Rules are rules. I believe I know Monica better than Monica knows Monica. That would just be my argument right there. Okay. I feel like that first roller coaster should be like, why didn't I pick the snakes? Just saying.
Congratulations to you, Allison.
That's fine. Congratulations, Allison.
Miss Monica's Hot List.
Gross.
Kanye West.
Yes. Speaking of gross.
Yes, he's very gross right now. So he shared a video. Well, first of all, let me say that he's upset because he wants out of his contract with Universal.
Okay.
And so, you know, to get his point across, he decided to post a video on Instagram where he's peeing on his Grammys.
Oh, great. You know what? If I'm Universal, I'm okay with this. Give me back whatever signing bonus I gave you and we're done. You haven't put out a good album in like 5 or 6 albums. So thank you. Just move on. All his music, it's a waste of resources is the way I would start looking at it if I'm them. He's
I'm surprised they don't shut down Kanye's like his social media platforms. Like they don't just...
No, he'll just, you know, Kanye West 2. He'll and just sign on to the next one.
And you have to think about it. Like, you know, all publicity is good publicity to a certain degree. Like when he puts out an album, people are going to wonder what the album sounds like just because of how he's been sounding these last month.
I get excited every time I listen to it and I think, never mind.
Well, that was his last album, wasn't it? Wasn't it like the Poopity Scoop?
Yeah, the poopity scoop. You're right. He actually did use the words poopity scoop in one of his songs.
I actually did not listen to the last album at all.
Poopity scoop.
Not even a song.
It's not even worth it.
Poopity scoop.
It's gotten to that point. You get excited and you think you want to listen to it, and then he's doing Bob the Builder nursery rhymes instead. So forget it.
So now pass.
Bye.
So anybody trying out the Travis Scott meal? I don't think we have them here yet. I mean, it's basically, it's so stupid.
It's a quarter pounder with bacon. I mean, how do we not?
That's all it is.
You get barbecue sauce, and there's lettuce on the quarter pounder, which typically doesn't come on there. Uh-huh. I know what the Travis Scott meal.
Okay, fangirl.
I know you.
And there's barbecue sauce. There's barbecue sauce for the fries instead of ketchup.
Well, it's becoming 2020's Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich because Travis Scott apparently is selling out McDonald's. That's what we're learning here. They weren't prepared for
this. That's what
they're
saying, yeah. Yeah, and I know people in L.A., you know, some videos have been posted, and they were like, oh, I got the Travis Scott. I'm like, it's a quarter pounder, though.
With lettuce.
But, I mean, here we go
with
again.
Lettuce and barbecue sauce as the condiment.
And you get your
But you could ask
cool,
for a
like
side of barbecue,
Travis Scott.
You know.
Or you could just walk in and say, hey, can I get the Travis Scott? And like, that's kind of swag right
there. Or you could just order a quarter pounder.
Oh, God.
With lettuce.
Oh, Lord.
With lettuce.
There's a lot of extra syllables.
Travis Scott?
No, but I will be getting it this weekend. I will be seeing if it's available this weekend.
You know what? If you're
with
listening,
lettuce.
Please go buy all the Travis Scott meals so Travis can't have one here. Little baby Travis can't get one. Yeah. I do like sicko mode. I mean, that's what
see?
I like.
See? Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Not enough to have to worry about lettuce on my quarter pounder, though.
And
I'll be
barbecue
fine.
Barbecue sauce.
Now, skills. Talents. Useless ones in particular. Some people have them. We're other people,
yes.
And we're jealous of y'all who have special, goofy, little talents, including Antoine, who is very jealous
so
of you.
So jealous.
If you are capable of doing
an impersonation.
So you're saying, like my expert impression of the guy from Taken.
I'm not as jealous of that impersonation.
It's not as good.
But, just people that can do impersonations and accents, that makes me so... There was a time I spent a solid week where when I got off of work, all I did was look up on YouTube how to do impersonations.
Okay.
And for a solid week, I was focused.
You were.
Until I realized that I sucked at it, so then I quit.
You were focused on your goals and dreams for one solid week. I mean, that should be putting in the work these days.
I try. Like, I should have seen some results. If I worked hard for a week, I should have seen some kind of results.
You didn't get a Vegas show by the end.
No, did not.
That's just stupid.
And really, Denzel. It's really Denzel. I want to be able to do a Denzel
Washington
impression.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I don't think that's necessary.
It's
right
a great
now.
Idea.
You gotta try it.
Okay. So what are the characteristics of a Denzel Washington voice? I don't know.
That's the issue.
Okay.
It's
like calm. I wasn't flying that plane. Okay. Kind of thing.
See,
you know.
In my head, it's like, all right, okay. Okay, all right. All right, okay. So you telling me that you're going to do this. And I'm okay, all right, my man. I feel like that wasn't terrible.
It's in there a little bit.
It was there.
It's like Matthew McConaughey and Denzel
thinking.
Have that.
All right, I take the all right out.
Yeah, it was Denzel McConaughey.
There we go.
Maybe that's your new thing. You know, I wonder if there's got to be somebody that does this. Again, we don't have this skill.
We do not.
And this is when you throw out million-dollar ideas to other people who have the skill or really the dedication to do this, is don't bother with celebrity impressions. There's a million people that do those. It's celebrity mashup impressions.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying here?
All right, all right, all right.
Right.
Okay, my man.
So
all
you figure out what Denzel McConaughey sounds like.
And I do that together?
And that's what you do. I mean, you want to tell me because they love, this is a good one. We got to find somebody to do this one, actually, is because they love their little back and forth. They do the back and forth all the time online. Is Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman?
Yes, they do.
Right. So what does the Ryan Jackman sound like? Or is it the Hugh Reynolds?
I say Hugh Reynolds.
I like a Ryan Jackman.
That sounds strong.
Whatever it is, if you mash them up and you send it to them, you are going to be famous for a solid 12 hours. Solid 12.
They'll retweet
That's
it.
Good.
They'll
good.
Retweet it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what? I know I'm not the only one, though. What other, like, stupid, silly skills.
Well, no, I've
you guys
already moved. Now that I know that there's $1 million waiting out here, I have the same jealousy level as you do about the impressions now. Ridiculous. Another one for me.
I mean, well, I can't whistle.
You can't whistle at all. And you are jealous. I'm actually jealous. You talk about whistling is the people who can do the loud whistle. You know, they put like two fingers in their mouth and they can make a bird fall out of the sky.
The woman that I coach with, she can do that. And she does it like easy, like it's nothing. That makes me upset too.
I know. You know what, Antoine? She probably does a better Denzel than you do too.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Monica, you've spent years unable to whistle, and it's never going to happen. She does this sort of.
No.
Yeah, because everyone else whistles.
That's Zach and I whistling.
Yeah, I gotta rub it in.
Okay, what's your latest?
Hold on, let's see. It's there. It's a lot of.
It's like you opened a window and put a piece of paper there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like you put a piece of paper. Yeah.
Right. See, Antoine and I whistle, and then you have a haunted wind. That's what it is.
Close those drapes.
Yeah. You know what? God. It's the happening.
It is. What's happening? What's happening?
Which is hilarious. The whistling is not happening.
Exactly. So it's hilarious. You say that. Man, I'm jealous of people. I can juggle three balls.
Yes.
I want to do a four ball.
You want to throw a fourth
I
one
need
in there?
More balls. That's what I want to do. The four ball juggle is too hard. The people that can do it, it's an amazing skill. And if anyone can juggle more than four, it's ridiculous. Like five is off the charts. But I've tried four and I've practiced for, like Antoine, I'd say a solid six-ish days. Maybe
there you go.
Like four.
That's commitment. That's commitment right there. Mm-hmm.
That's more than a week than less of a week, if yes. You want to look at it that way. So there. And I can't do it. I can't get the four down in.
I've never
jealous.
Actually tried the four. I can do the three pretty mm-hmm. comfortably. I've never tried four before.
The four is, it's kind of two in one hand, and it's just over and over.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
And the way they mix it up, it's, again, this is a whole nerd thing. I've watched videos. I can't do it. And here we are. We're leaving millions of dollars on the table here today. We have found, Monica, I believe the guy who makes money off of whistling. This is Sean Lomax.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the MDA Telethon.
World champion.
World champion whistler.
Wow.
God, it doesn't sound like he's going to pass out at the end of this. It's a lot of exhaling.
His cardio is amazing.
Because his body doesn't look like his cardio is amazing.
It does not. It does not.
Sorry to throw shade for a second. But yeah, so that's Sean Lomax. He is rubbing it in on Monica Brooks today.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Blow your mind today. I have a very unique name for this woman in Florida. Who got arrested?
A woman in Florida.
Yep. Woman okay. in Florida named blank arrested after argument with a family member. Is her name A, Beyonce Knowles, B, Coronavirus Jones, or C, Lovely Butts?
I'm going to go with A.
Beyonce?
Beyonce Knowles.
I'm going to say Coronavirus Jones.
Coronavirus Jones. Well, I'm sorry. You guys have not been following the saga of Lovely Butts.
Correct.
You're wrong, Lovely Butts.
That means you're wrong.
Lovely Butts was arrested after an argument with a family member where she threw bleach at her. And no. Lovely Butts, who I've seen her mugshot, not very lovely at all. Tired Butts. Might be old haggard Butts also.
Ooh.
But young Lovely Butts.
I wonder what they were fighting about. Does it say? You have to be angry to throw bleach on somebody.
Let's see. I know.
Like, were they cleaning the bathroom and somebody was upset about...
They had gotten into an argument with... the woman said she had gotten an argument with Butts about, quote, the location of her medication.
Mm.
So Lovely Butts stole her pills, and she was yelling at Lovely Butts. Is it Aunt Butts in that situation, or would it be Aunt Lovely?
Auntie Butts.
Auntie Butts.
Ain't no Butts about it.
It's, okay. Yeah.
All right, well, that's the end of that. All right.
That,
so,
that was cool.
So I
have, that was cool.
<whistling back. laughs> So I have a wife.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, congratulations.
I have a wife that was clearing out the garden, and she told her husband, this garden needs something.
Okay.
What did her husband add to this cleared out garden?
What did he add to the garden?
Was it A, a toilet seat?
Okay.
B, a dinosaur? Or C, a bike ramp? The wife said something needed to go there.
Something needed to go there.
So the husband chose.
Hmm. Well, let's see.
I think the husband would pick a dino.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm funny.
Yeah, he did. That's right. And everybody
Tyrese
thinks
did that.
The
put
big,
a transformer.
Yeah, see the big dinosaur thing. Everyone thinks that's funny with the inflatable T-Rex and everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you, Monica, dinosaur.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys would be correct. It was a dinosaur.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
It's not inflatable. It is. I'm about to show Zach. It is a 12 feet tall. Stone.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Dinosaur.
Yep, bring back the Whistler for this.
That
one.
It had to be lifted by crane
mm-hmm.
and put into the garden.
Yep, that's
and
a guy who didn't want a garden anymore.
The
that's
wife,
what it was.
The wife had zero clue. She showed up back home from work and was scared. Just, she was terrified.
Dinosaurless.
The dinosaur was just.
She was scared, lovely
around.
Buttsless. That's exactly what it was. Yes, of course. Okay, Monica, we're out of time.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.